Hello everyone, this is Easy Natural English with Liam, an English learning podcast for people that want to listen to English, but you don't want it to be too difficult, but you don't want it to be too easy. You want it to be just somewhere in the middle, and that is what I do here for you. I worked as an English teacher for a long time, so I have a good idea about how to speak English in an easy way. And today's topic, I'm going to talk about my daughter being born. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, then you'll know that I have a daughter. And you might know that my wife was pregnant a second time. I don't think I talked about it that much on the general podcast, but on the Patreon podcast, on the exclusive Patreon podcast, I talked about it quite a bit because I usually talk a bit more about my personal life on there. And yeah, I did mention quite a few times that my wife was pregnant. But now our second child and second daughter has been born. She's here with us now. So before I had one daughter and now we have two daughters. So we've been pretty busy, as you can imagine. Having two children is a lot of work. Of course, there's people out there with 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 more children, probably much busier. But anyone that's raised a child or two knows what I'm talking about. It can be hard work. But something I've noticed, which has been quite interesting, is just remembering everything about my first daughter's development. So my first daughter is now almost 2 years old. She's, I think, 1 year and 10 months, maybe 1 year, 11 months, I forgot. What month is it now? It's July. So she'll be 2 in 2 more months. So yeah, she's almost 2. And, you know, I kind of still felt like, oh, she's still very small. There's still many things that she can't do. You know, she's still kind of a baby, you know. In English, technically, we'd probably say that she's a toddler at this age. I mean, maybe she's even older than a toddler, really. The word toddle, the verb toddle, means to walk in a fashion that's not very good. So, like, when babies start to walk and they kind of can't walk very well, they don't have very good balance, that's called toddling. So, yeah, very young children, we usually call toddlers. I guess she's still classed as a toddler under 2 years old. But anyway, there's lots of things that she still can't do. But then having my second daughter, I suddenly realized, like, wow, my two-year-old is so big and she can do so many things. Of course, we notice the new things she can do. Of course, we notice, you know, her development. And we always sort of comment like, oh, do you remember when, you know, she didn't used to be able to do this one thing and now she can do that and of stuff and things like that. Of course, I have those kind of conversations with my wife. But now seeing our second daughter, who's still just a newborn baby, you can really feel the difference. You know, my wife and I are now saying to each other, like, was our first daughter this small? Was she so tiny? You know, and we kind of like forgot exactly how kind of fragile babies are. You know, fragile means like easy to damage, easy to break, you know, very fragile and just completely helpless, basically. So helpless means they can't help themselves. They can't do anything. You know, she's just completely, unable to do anything. So, you know, we have to, for example, even hold her head up and those kinds of things that you need to do with a baby. Just kind of really makes us realize how much our first daughter has developed. You know, now at 2 years old, she can, of course, she can run, like she can walk and she runs and she can climb things very well. She's very good at climbing. She is starting to talk more and more. You know, there was a time when we used to be very excited when she said a new word, but now she says new words every day. So it's, you know, it's very easy for her to pick up new words now. She just copies lots of things and she's starting to make like two word combinations. even sometimes she'll say like a sentence, you know, she doesn't exactly understand what each word means. So, you know, she knows the phrase, I did it, but, you know, I don't obviously like, she doesn't exactly understand past tense and all that kind of stuff, but she does say like, I did it when she did something, you know, when she's kind of going, yeah, and she goes, I did it. And then, you know, high five or something. What was I saying? Oh yeah. I haven't been very well recently. I did mention on the Patreon podcast, I've been a bit sick, so my brain is not working very well. So I'm not sleeping very well because, you know, I've got a newborn baby at home and I've been sick. So my brain is not functioning as well as normally. And I just totally forgot what I was saying. Oh yeah, I was talking about my daughter's ability to sort of make longer phrases. I wouldn't say she's totally making sentences yet, but she expresses her opinion and preferences a little bit more now. So, you know, for example, she used to ask me for juice, whereas recently she asks me for what kind of juice she wants, because we usually have these like vegetable juices that we just mix with water. We usually, yeah, just put a bit of juice just to make our water taste a bit better. And we have one that's orange. It's not actually orange juice, like the fruit. It's just orange in color, made with carrots and things like that. And then we have another one that's purple, and that has like beetroot and things like that. So that's why it's purple. And we have a green one that has more like spinach and stuff like that to make it green. So now she actually tells us which juice she wants. Whereas, yeah, before it was just simply juice, whereas now she'll say like purple juice or green juice. So she's sort of, yeah, using a lot more, like I said, expressing her preference and kind of using a bit more brain power and a bit more, she's a bit more like independent like that. So it's quite interesting. But then, yeah, now comparing her to my newborn daughter, my wife and I have been saying like, wow, you know, our first daughter is so big and so developed and she can do so many things. She's like, yeah, she's like really like a girl now, you know, she's not just a baby anymore. So yeah, it's been quite interesting, that difference. But anyway, having a new baby around the house is going to be interesting. We have to, we're still kind of trying to figure out a routine, trying to figure out, yeah, a good way to do things from day to day, because we had a very good routine with one child, but now having two children makes, you know, there's a lot more elements to think about, a lot more things to think about, because, you know, when you've got one child, for example, and that child goes to sleep, then you can do stuff around the house. But when you've got two children, you know, one of them might be asleep, but the other one is not asleep, so you still can't do the things you need to do and things like that. So yeah, I'm already finding that like already I have less time to do stuff already. You know, my second daughter has only just come home, but already I feel like, wow, there's really like no time to do anything now. You know, once she gets a bit older and she can sleep through the night, then it's going to be much easier. You know, we'll try to get her on a similar routine to my older daughter, and then things will be a bit easier again. But at the moment, you know, my older daughter has a toddler's routine, so she naps in the middle of the day and then she sleeps through the night. But you know, my second daughter is still a newborn baby, so she sleeps for about 2 hours, usually about 2 hours, and then she wakes up and needs to eat, you know, and then she sleeps 2 hours, wakes up, needs to eat. So it's a very different routine from my older daughter. Anyone with children knows what I'm talking about already. So yeah, it'll be nice when we can get them on the same routine, and then my wife and I can get a bit more sleep at night. So anyway, I'll leave it here. Thank you all very much for listening. If you'd like to help me, then please tell your friends about the podcast, or if you're using an app or some kind of program where you can review podcasts, then please leave me a review, and I'll see all of you guys back here next time.